Welcome to Health System CIO's podcast with Heather O'Sullivan, President of the Healthcare at Home Division at Mass General Brigham. I'm Kate Gamble, Managing Editor and Director of Social Media. In this interview, O'Sullivan talks about the innovative program that offers a hybrid alternative to traditional care settings. She discusses the resounding success the model has had so far, both in terms of outcomes and patient satisfaction, as well as the key pieces in creating and sustaining this type of program, which include key partnerships and executive buy-in, and how she hopes the landscape will continue to evolve.
So if you could start off, I think the best place is just an overview. Talk about Mass General Brigham Healthcare at Home, when it was established, what are the core objectives, things like that.
So Mass General Brigham overall is an $18 billion nonprofit academic medical center, comprising three specialty hospitals, seven community hospitals, two founding academic medical centers, and those are the Mass General Hospital and the Brigham and Women's Hospital. And the system prioritizes patient-centric care, and we're actually the largest NIH recipient in the country for research. We employ over 80,000 colleagues. And then to your question, the Healthcare at Home division was established in 2022, and Healthcare at Home really offers a hybrid alternative to traditional care settings. And I'll go on to explain that a little bit further if it'd be helpful.
Yeah.
So
yeah, sure.
All right. So the Healthcare at Home division has four service verticals. The first is our largest full acute episode home hospital in the country. And we have actually five distinct CMS licenses for acute level care. The second vertical, which is also the chassis for all of Healthcare at Home, is our legacy home care business. And it was established in 2007, and it's actually the largest home health entity in Massachusetts. And from a technology perspective, some things that might be interesting is that we offer personal emergency response systems, infusion care, phlebotomy, in addition to the traditional skilled nursing and therapy and home health aid support. And then there's two more emerging verticals in the healthcare home portfolio that are interesting. One is the emergency care for urgent patient needs in a home setting, as well as home-based palliative care. And so collectively, the array of home-based offerings really addresses our system's key challenges around capacity constraints while emphasizing patient comfort and privacy.
Okay, so it was actually, like you said, established in 2022, but obviously the groundwork had been in place for quite a bit before then, I would imagine.
Yes. Mass General Brigham Home Hospital has actually been a trailblazer since 2016, which predates the CMS acute care hospital at home waiver. So we currently operate one of the largest full episode acute home hospital operations in the nation. And we've served over 3,400 full episodes of acute care at home since November 2022. And that actually equates to more than 19,000 bed days saved, which really showcases the effectiveness of our clinical model design.
Yeah, bed days saved. No, that's interesting. I like how you put that into something that's very, very tangible. So can you talk about some of the benefits, what you guys have seen so far?
Sure. We are on a really intentional strategic change management and strategic communication journey within the system and also outside the system in clarifying the service offerings. So home care versus home hospital versus the other two, because there's economic underpinnings to each of that. So home-based services overall, which, you know, is a broad umbrella of healthcare at home, and notably our novel home hospital service at Mass General Brigham, have demonstrated significant cost savings, reduced utilization, improved patient experiences compared to traditional hospital settings. And studies have shown lower costs, fewer lab orders, imaging studies, consultations, and lower readmission rates for patients treated at home. Mm-hmm. And then we have a new emerging market analysis that's so exciting for this growing movement of home-based clinical services. It's resoundingly favorable. So it really has shown this desire for consumer choice of selecting how and where they seek their healthcare interventions. And then you might find this interesting. A recent MGB qualitative research found that patients were overwhelmingly positive about home hospital It actually felt that it was preferable to a traditional hospital stay. And some of the reasons they applauded home hospital was communication was clear, helpful, and predictable and assuring. Patients felt they received more personalized and immediate care. I love this one. The staff provided the food, comfort, and conversation to patients. As a nurse practitioner, I mean, again, it just like warms my heart. And then safety. Unlike traditional hospitals, home hospital, again, this is qualitative. So to the patients, felt cleaner, more secure, and efficient. Again, this is like it's the quadruple win all the way around. And then a couple more pieces just to speak about is that patients reported their trust in home hospital was due to being more relaxed, accessing their own bathroom and bed, more confident knowing they can return to the emergency department if needed. And then again, a lot of it is around the world-class Mass General Brigham clinical reputation as well.
Yeah, really interesting about the trust. I guess that, well, I'm sure there's a couple different factors to that, but yeah, that's an interesting thing. Can you talk a little bit more about how you're able to kind of learn that?
I think it's very easy to see the financial opportunities and clinical outcome opportunities, and those are traditional metrics that we're comfortable measuring. This qualitative feedback that's emerging is so interesting, and I think it's important to capture. Again, as the entire healthcare ecosystem is changing, what really do you and I want, for ourselves and for our loved ones? And making sure that we can measure some of these, what are coming through is or intangible, high value items, in healthcare. I should also mention that the recent research showed that home hospital does not result in an increased caregiver burden, yet rather the study that we completed emphasized that caregiver burden overall is an ever-growing issue in our country today, regardless of setting. So again, it's important to understand the narrative that's being built up, and then I guess balancing that with, what the facts really are.
Interesting. Let's talk a little bit about what is required from a technical perspective, because obviously that's a big part of it.
Yes, it is. So technical innovation is really crucial for delivering quality hybrid care models within highly variable settings. I mean, it's a big mouthful, but I say that a lot of time to help people get the visual. You're over the threshold. You are in individuals' homes. And around that, again, to have an effective, operating model, you need patient risk stratification. You need identification algorithms. You need telehealth services. You need integrated mobile records, patient monitoring, a fleet of digitally connected specialized vehicles, broad logistics orchestration. Really requires a sophisticated digital enablement. Scaling home hospital services demands strategic planning, interprofessional collaboration, operational rigor, long-term investments in digital technology, and then overcoming the core challenges such as distributed care, engagement strategies, economic models, tech integration are just absolutely vital for program viability and sustainability.
I mean, there's a lot there. And one of the things you touched on was the variability too. It seems like that could be really challenging. And because there are so many variables, I think that this has been something that, maybe some organizations have hesitated with, but maybe you could just talk about like what has been the key for you guys in reaching all of these technical goals.
Right. So navigating the complexities of this novel approach to healthcare delivery, within a large academic medical system, has honestly empowered us to drive innovation very rapidly. So this broad array of service offerings, again, in a highly variable environment, and the system's unwavering strategic commitment from our executive team really has enabled us to be positioned as a leader in defining the future of care at home. Our system-wide may be different from others with considerations like health plan intricacies, capacity challenges, strong focus on research and innovation, but these factors really have uniquely positioned us to pioneer a playbook for future care models. I'm often asked to address workforce challenges in the healthcare industry broadly and any relationship to this novel home hospital model. It's not entirely surprising, yet home hospital has helped attract and retain our clinical workforce, offering them the flexibility to engage and care for patients in their homes. Because this approach, coupled with remote clinical options, really contributes to workforce satisfaction and adaptability.
Yeah, I know that there's probably not an easy answer, but in a typical situation, how often would people be going into the patient's home, or does it just depend on so many different factors?
So I can go really deep there. I'm just trying to keep it broad. So implementing and
That's fine.
sustaining a home hospital program really presents several challenges. They're not insurmountable with strategic planning and investment. One primary challenge I would say revolves around the need for operational transformation. Home hospital represents a significant departure from that traditional care delivery model. And what that means is that providers and staff have got to adapt to new workflows and protocols to succeed at scale. And to do that, again, as I mentioned just a few moments ago, it's essential that this novel service line is understood as a credible extension of traditional inpatient services. It really requires flexibility in care planning and broad adoption among healthcare professionals.
Operational transformation. That's really interesting. And maybe that's one of the things that could be a challenge for some organizations.
Yeah, so from a technology standpoint, there's a substantial investment requirement. So the health system needs to allocate these resources towards infrastructure, technology, staff training, to really appreciate the full potential of the home hospital services. Without adequate investment, the offering's sustainability and effectiveness may be compromised. Where we've been successful in addressing these challenges is implementing a stepwise approach. So initially launching, an MVP by leveraging existing IT platforms and technology that meet basic operational requirements and are common to our users. But as we progress, and I'm sure you've probably seen about our Best Buy relationship, as we progress in our ambitious scale, we're moving towards a more advanced version of the offering. So integrating strategic vendor partnerships to support our technological and operational needs. That includes optimizing our current tech platform by enhancing the electronic health record and then integrating with third-party vendors for additional functionality, improving communication channels between patient and clinicians, and implementing logistical enhancements to streamline service line operations. And by taking this sort of systematic approach and investing the right resources, we've been able to overcome challenges associated with implementing and sustaining home hospital capabilities. And ultimately improving patient outcomes and healthcare delivery efficiency.
I like what you said about the stepwise approach. And can you just talk a little bit about the Best Buy partnership and, really the goals there, how that can help make a difference?
Sure. I'm going to frame that by sharing with you our plans for growth and expansion. So, Mass
Please.
General Brigham is very ambitious and dedicated to expanding the healthcare home division overall to serve our patients and communities. So our strategic focus involves increasing the eligible patient pool to 10% of all current inpatient medical volume. That's a lot. Research says you can get as high as 30, 40, 50%. We're going for 10%. So that's just medical. But in addition to the medical, which would be like COPD, CHF, sepsis, pneumonia, those basic diagnoses, we are poised to expand surgical pathways. We're designing controlled substance delivery procedures. We're launching unique oncologic offerings. So this roadmap to growth must include, building a sophisticated technology-informed logistics solution with remote command center, advocacy for extension of permanence of the CMS waiver to solidify ongoing payment mechanisms to the provision of acute care and home settings. And then across all stakeholder groups, including patients, families, clinicians, legislators, at MGB, our aim is to raise awareness about the capabilities of home hospital, encourage adoption before the need arises. And then through technological advancements, strategic partnerships, and a commitment to innovation, we're poised to drive growth and improve patient outcomes and shape the future of care at home, delivery of care at home. To do all that, it's the build, buy, partner, co-design decisions that need to be made along the way. And I would talk about that stepwise journey. We have made the decision to have a partnership with Best Buy around logistics sophistication, We appreciate their over-the-threshold expertise with the Geek Squad. We understand, again, that highly variable environment and the need to keep the clinicians focused on delivering that world-class care to be efficient and effective. And so our Best Buy partnership enables the sophisticated logistics solution that we need to scale, again, to those quantities that I mentioned, and also brings us the savvy of in-home engagement for our clinical delivery model.
Yeah. Okay. A lot there.
I know home hospital is a lot to receive.
It is. There's a lot of really interesting stuff, but what you said about increasing awareness for this is really important, I think, and really focusing on those tangible benefits and kind of along those lines. I know you talked about plans for growth, but where do you hope to see the program like grow and expand?
So from an economic perspective, we know that the home hospital care model demonstrates improved outcomes at lower cost, and therefore payers have been receptive. And then Medicare, as the payer, their reimbursement has been in effect since November of 2020. We also have support from state Medicaid programs, specifically in Massachusetts, state Medicaid programs and others. There's just some interesting New Jersey legislation that was passed and other major commercial payers. So in that movement really underscores the recognition of the clinical and fiscal benefits of our services. The regulatory involvement is still evolving, and our proactive approach ensures that we're well prepared for future landscapes at the federal, state, and local levels. We need to continually refine what we often say is those foundational at-home capabilities. So regardless of the federal reimbursement or regulatory wins, we have established what foundational at-home capabilities for excellence in care looks like, and we can modulate as need be because we're incredibly committed to the evolving needs of consumers and the ecosystem around us. It's just not sustainable the way it is today.
No, it's not. And the regulation environment alone, I would think that it's a lot to track all of that and everything that we're seeing with the reimbursement and where does that fall?
We have a steadfast commitment. So at Mass General Brigham, one of our system, and I described the magnitude of the system, one of our system's most strategic priorities is healthcare at home and specifically home hospital. So again, we understand that it is the future of care. I actually believe it will likely be the default setting of care for many acute level episodes that are treated in a traditional brick and mortar today. That being said, we also recognize at Mass General Brigham that not all systems or integrated delivery networks have the ability to define this really ambitious offering as one of the top strategic priorities and make the investments that we have. And so defining the playbook, being transparent with our metrics and our outcomes is incredibly important to share our learnings and our playbook, not only with CMS, but also to anyone else that understands the opportunity that is before all of us and our country today with providing care differently because of the tech enablement and maturity that exists.
Yeah, some of the hesitancy just because this is not the way care has been practiced.
Right? There's risk involved. And again, it's what's the narrative that matters? What do consumers want? What is technology available to enable for us? And how can we make healthcare more affordable and closer to home for all? So even I'll just give you a timeline. So I mentioned, we were one of the early pioneers in 2016. So before federal reimbursement and any regulation, Mass General Brigham was building the foundation for what this model of care could look like. With the pandemic and the public health emergency, the PHE, it enabled funding. We have full parity today for DR, so diagnostic related groupings, full payment from CMS for treating patients in the home with those acute clinical needs. We were very fortunate that CMS decided to extend the public health emergency waiver. I mean, public health emergency was basically closed at the end of the pandemic. It has been extended because there is an understanding that there is quite a bit of value to unlock. And again, with our results and our metrics, we'll be able to really justify how and why we should do different things differently for our care in the future.
And this might be a little tough to answer because it's a bit vague, but could you see if organizations maybe don't have, aren't part of a larger IDN, could you see there being some sorts of partnerships they could take advantage of? Because of course you're going to hear about that being a challenge.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad you brought that up. So the Mass General Brigham model today is the Mass General Brigham model, and it's us defining what we think the foundational capabilities are in this favorable regulatory and reimbursement environment. And I mentioned before, like the why is different for different systems. The build by partnership co-dev co-design is not only for enabling the tech services, but also the clinical services. And so there are some excellent entities that exist today that have taken pieces and parts of what executing home hospital could look like in partnering with delivery systems. What's important for you to know, though, is CMS will grant a license only to a brick and mortar facility. And there's not much beyond that. So how that brick and mortar facility decides to build out their model, what's partnership? What are clinical services to be deployed? That's what's really exciting and innovating. Look at Dispatch Health, look at Medically Home, look at Contessa. There are other really committed, successful approaches that are out there. And I really believe like we'll get there better, faster together. So there's no competition whatsoever. The more that we can share, the better in this really exciting period.
I really like how you talked about the workforce, the satisfaction, just because that's something that I don't have to tell you, it's a huge struggle right now. And I don't think that that part has been really broadcast or known. So I think that that's so important that if you're going to get higher engagement ratings, that that's huge in an industry that's having a hard time holding on to people.
Yeah, you could get me talking about workforce. I mean, I can talk about the entire topic forever. Workforce is another biggie for me. We haven't been super public about it yet. A big part of our relationship with Best Buy is their commitment to building the future workforce of tomorrow. Again, the clinical workforce at home that has that expertise working and wants to be in a highly variable environment. And so it's another amazing part of why we chose Best Buy Health for a long-term relationship. It's a pretty fantastic opportunity that we've created. And a piece of that would be very interesting, I think, to you, because although in giving Best Buy the MGB brand of clinical excellence and what that carries, we are also focusing on digital new entrants to the healthcare space. And how do we identify and support from a grant scholarship perspective, really fully support that learning? Because the academic curriculum doesn't exist in digital, believe it or not, it doesn't exist within healthcare, nursing, PT, OT, speech, MD. There's no at-home curriculum that exists today. So
That's mind-blowing.
it's really mind-blowing.
Yeah, it is. It reminds me of some of the conversations we had during COVID when, physicians needed guidance on doing telehealth appointments. Okay, so I know I'm a little bit over, but if we have time for one more question, I just wanted to talk a little bit about, your background and kind of how you became involved in this or wanted to get into healthcare at home.
Yeah, sure. So currently, I am very fortunate to lead the inaugural division of healthcare at home for Mass General Brigham. I am an adult and geriatric nurse practitioner. I have extensive experience in the post-acute space the majority of my career, both within payer and provider organizations. And then before joining Mass General Brigham, I led clinical innovation for Kindred at Home, which was recently acquired by Humana. And with my current role, I have the privilege of spearheading the design and leadership of Mass General Brigham's Healthcare Home Division, really emphasizing what we've talked about today, home-based services as the critical imperative across the care continuum, as well as a key system strategic asset.
There's so much opportunity in this space. I can understand why you want to be involved in it.
Honestly, Kate, it's really fun. I mean, even I have both had jobs in our career. This is, I think, the most exciting position that I've ever had and the good fortune of leading.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from healthsystemcio.com. To hear other podcasts, visit our website or subscribe to our account in iTunes at healthsystemcio.com/podcast.